Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts, stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it. Fairly Odd Parents was a huge part of my childhood, and I'm so excited to welcome it to this new generation in Fairly Odd Parents, A New Wish, premiering May 20th on Nickelodeon. I sat down and talked with some of the creatives behind the series about their exposure to the original series, diversity and inclusion within the world, and so much more. This was a short but very sweet chat, and I love these people. I hope you do too. And make sure you check out the new series on Nickelodeon. Hello, all of you. How are you guys?
Good.
How are you?
I just want to let you know that I'm absolutely thrilled that the series is back for a new generation. So to start this off, for all of you, what was your familiarity with the series, and what kind of new things did each of you add to make this as unique as possible?
Yeah, I'll jump in first. I suppose, I was in art school when the show was coming onto air. So, I was watching a lot of episodes just because I like watched cartoons because I'm in art school. It sort of, it kind of lined up. So I enjoyed watching the show a lot then. And, those early seasons, I really liked the style of the show. There was a lot of shows at the time that had that kind of throwback look. And that was a big thing for me. Just the look of the show was kind of close to my heart. So I really wanted to make sure, as we went into this new one, that we kept a lot of that visual language and stuff like that alive.
I won't say where I was when the show was on, but I didn't necessarily grow up with the show, but I was very familiar with the show and was a fan of the show and a fan of the characters and a fan of especially the song, the theme song. It's like an iconic classic song that's stuck in, I think, everyone's head. But I was really excited to come onto the project and, give my voice, literally, to the new character of Hazel Wells, the new God Kid. I got to put a lot of my own personal experience as a 10-year-old little kid into her character in the early development stages. So that was really exciting and something that I'm really proud of on this series.
I was too old for the show like that. So full disclosure, I did not watch it when it came out. But when I got hired on, before I got hired on, I started binge watching the show to familiarize myself with all of it. And I got really excited to translate this into a new medium, into the CGI medium. And that's what I brought to it.
My answer is similar to everybody else's. Ashley and I were co-head writers on the show. And so I think, we both put a lot of ourselves into Hazel. We were both like insecure little weirdos, little neurotic weirdos. And although I was too old to have caught the show when it first aired, I was a huge Nickelodeon fan as a kid. I just loved like Rocko's Modern Life and just the whole Nickelodeon vibe was very much my thing of the like weird slime kid.
Yeah.
So I was really excited to bring my self and my sense of humor to the show while also keeping the show's like absurdist zany energy.
Like you said, the show is really fun. It's really off center and offbeat, like the original one was.
For sure.
But something that I latched on to above anything else was the idea of diversity and inclusion within the series. There's so many different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have happened 23, 22 years ago when the show was originally running. So what kind of steps did you take to make sure that diversity and inclusion was in the script, either directly or indirectly? It meant a lot to me seeing it.
That's great to hear.
This was an open discussion with us all. We discussed this very thoroughly and, you know, we wanted to be diverse from the very beginning, you know, as we were writing the scripts all the way through to design. As we were designing the characters and the background characters, you know, we all had a hand in that. And we wanted to make sure that we were as diverse as possible there.
Yeah, the intention from the outset was to make sure that the world on screen reflected the world that we all knew and lived in.
Yeah, I think we took what, you know, Fairly Odd Parents, the original series, had, and we kind of amplified it in terms of diversity and representation in not only, you know, the world and the characters and the background characters, but also, you know, in fairy world, you know, we have a lot more diversity in, you know, our fairies that you'll see, which, you know, I'm very, speak for us all, I think we're very proud of that, to expand on our fairy world and our characters. And yeah, even Hazel's school, you know, her friends are more diverse. And it's just, yeah, like Lindsay was saying, to reflect the world that we're living in today. Hopefully, you know, we've done well with that representation.
Yeah, growing up, I went to a school where white kids were the minority. So it just didn't make sense to me to have a not diverse cast.
So I have to ask this, which one of the characters would be your best friend if you met them in person, for each of you?
Best friend.
Oh, wow.
Stanky Danky.
I was going to say that, but I was like, should I not say?
I don't know who that is yet.
You don't know who Stanky Danky is yet, but you will.
I ruined it.
I could. Yeah.
No.
You've teased it.
Yeah.
Live a simpler life, you know, single purpose.
I think for me it would be for sure Hazel. Hazel would very much have been somebody I had my eye on as a little kid. Like, I gotta be friends with her. She seems so fun and funny, and she likes all this stuff I like because I wrote her.
Exactly.
And because she's Ashley and I love Ashley.
Oh, I love you. Weird. Lindsay and I are both Gemini, so we like have the same spirit, and like two Geminis creating Hazel has been just like very.
I'm easy. A Gemini too.
Oh, yeah, Hazel too. It's a team of
Geminis. What are you, Dave? What's your sun sign?
if this is a peak of what it's like creating this show, this is a party I want to be invited to.
That's very kind. It was really fun making the show, and everybody had such a good personality, and that everyone was so kind. And
spirit of collaboration was really strong, and we all like each other, and we all have, you know, similar weird quirks that we just celebrated, and hopefully that comes through in the series too.
Yeah, there was no ego.
Yeah.
So real quickly, to wrap this up, if you were to describe this series in one word, what would it be?
Odd.
Good one, Ashley.
Weird.
Oddly relatable?
Two words.
I know. I guess I'll just go with relatable. I don't.
Cheater.
You can combine it into one if you want to. It's fine.
Okay. Just put a hyphen in there and it's.
Yes.
I think mine would be silly.
And heartfelt.
Thanks. Perfect. And a perfect way to wrap it up. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us at the DJ Bob Show. If you liked this episode, drop us a line at djbobrunkel@gmail.com. That's djbobrunkel@gmail.com. Let us know what you liked most about this episode and what other guests we should have on the DJ Bob Show. Thanks so much again for hanging out with us. This is Nate Beagle, your humble announcer.